Hey, good morning. It's a happy Monday to you. Today is April. Oh my gosh, the year is flying by. April the 3rd. And this is the Guy R. Cook Report. So that must be who I am, right? Guy R. Cook. Welcome if you've just joined us and you're in the chat. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. We do it just for you. And today is a little bit of a happy Monday themed instance of we're going to do a shameless plug for the Guy R. Cook Report and its website, my parent website, at Guy R. Cook Online Services, and it's built with a content management system called Joomla. We're going to talk a little bit about Joomla for both beginners, for upgraders, and professionals, and those three pie pieces are going to take place in the audio version that you can get from the Guy R. Cook Report.podbean.com. Give me a few minutes to get it edited and I'll have it up hopefully by the top of the next hour. And so on that note, so there we have it, the www.guyrcookonlineservices.com built with the Joomla content management system. And if you go to the homepage, you'll see a link there for beginners. And that's what we're looking at right here. This is where you get your first instance of being a beginner. If this is your first look at a Joomla site on your first website even, this is the right place where you need to be. The planning guide, of course, will guide you, but this is going to explain Joomla a little bit. It's got a link to the support forums, a link to the documentation, how to get set up with a Joomla.com free website to kind of feel your way around it and get somewhat of a comfort zone developed. You'll notice that down here in the footer, there's a thing that talks about the T3 framework. It's the framework they use to build the site, and let's have a look at this. The T3 framework for Joomla is based on Bootstrap, which is a responsive framework. It's now Joomla 3.6.5, I believe. And the font awesome tag that you see right there is the other feature that it has, so you can have adjustable fonts. That way your Joomla site is going to work on a tablet, it's going to work on a mobile phone, it's going to work on a desktop, all the same. So why do you want to choose the T3? It's been in development for 6 years. They've gotten it pretty well handled. The things that it does for SEO, for being responsive, being HTML5 compliant are all there. And right below that, if you scroll down a little bit further, there's the T3 gallery. There's a lot of different looks that you can achieve with this framework. I want you to take 10 minutes and go through and look at all the different flavors that they have there. And so on that note, I'm going to go to the upgraders tab that's in the show notes, and Bazinga. There it is. Upgraders. If you're an experienced Joomla user, like you've been with 2.5 for a while, 3.5 is going to seem very familiar. There's new templates and improved interfaces in the back end in the admin section. Mostly it's all the same. What's not the same is the different roles that you can apply to who has access to your site and what they can do with that. If you've used in the past Joomla 1.5, 1.0, the old versions, you saw there were sections and categories. Well, sections are no more. Everything is a category or a child category, and you can do an infinite level of layers and categories underneath that if you need to. So give that a go. If you have used the Joomla once, then this is time to consider the new version. The page load times are quick, cat quick. For professionals, the Joomla 3.6, like I say, 3.6.5, continues to develop the Joomla framework and the stable releases for this CMS coming down the pipe. And right now, the level of support for it is phenomenal because there's people all over the world, hundreds of users all over the world they're at this. I think that was Joomla just passed 80 million downloads. The people that are using, I think I saw 80 million on something. I think it was this. So give that a look. The links there that explain what I touched on, Bootstrap and Font Awesome, just quickly in the beginner's part of this conversation. But take a look at those. You'll see some revelations revealed in that. The Bootstrap, for instance, came out of an MIT license for the Bootstrap to make things responsive. And if you've been in web development for a time, you've heard the word before. And so on that note, let's go back and look at the rest of the show to fade right into the other points in the show notes, which, like I said, you can get to the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, get a link back to this. And what I'm reading here, the Geier Cook Report questions, there's 27 questions there. Pick five of those and click on the contact guy up on the top. Send in the five questions that you want to do, and we'll set up the interview to do a show about you and your company and making you have a better brand recognition for your online presence. Whether that's a landing page, whether that's an event, we'll get it done. Somehow, some way. The planning session guide that's in the show notes, we've been working on that for years, literally. We started off with some guidance from WordPress.com, and then we've kind of expanded on that, added some more things. Get a pencil and piece of paper and do your planning with that tool. I think you're going to like what takes place. The times that we've spent using that for other projects have been good enough that I'm going to talk about it now. So we're done. Thanks for being a patron. We thank each and every patron for their support every episode. We appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. Big thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, a company that likes to clean. Without their efforts, we wouldn't have a good show put together, because they're the ones who on Thursday afternoon said, hey, you ought to do a podcast, etc., etc. And we are, and we thank him for that. Eileen Smith, thanks for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. It's Eileen, one of her properties is basicblogtips.com. You go to that website and you'll get a basic blog tip almost every day. There's something new and different in there, and there's good content in there. She was recently at the social media marketing event out in California, and she did a wrap-up just the other day. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I'm sure it's quite good. Friends Just Chatting, Facebook group, check it out, do a search for them. There are a bunch of people from all over the world. In fact, one of the people from all over the world is in the chat right now. And we appreciate them coming by and taking a listen. And we'll get this show edited and put up onto the web so you can download and listen to the full version, where we're going to talk some more about Joomla and how you can use that CMS for your website project. And like I said, it'll have a section for beginners, a section for upgraders, and for professionals. And so let's get to it and get that done. I think I've gotten everything covered. And as I say at the end of every show, it's a wrap.